Hello, this is Coach Alex, aka Alex McKenzie, Marriage and Family Therapist, back with you again. Looking forward to sharing a new tool with you today. Today's tool is something that I call mini mindfulness. And I didn't invent this. I got it from a couple different places and modified it. So I hope that it's something that you find useful. When we think about mindfulness, we think about things that are, we get images that are mysterious or difficult. And this mini mindfulness exercise really is an introduction, but it will give you a taste of what mindfulness is like. But really, mindfulness is nothing so complicated and nothing novel. It's been around with us forever. And you do spend time, no matter who you are, you do spend time in mindfulness from time to time. You just will come to recognize it as a product of doing it more. So the reason mindfulness is important is, as we've referenced before, there's this little pesky part of the brain called the amygdala. And the amygdala is the worry and regret part of the brain. And it's the part of the brain that causes the fight or flight response to be activated. So as we've mentioned before, the amygdala in prehistoric times kept us alive by alerting us to life and death threats and activating the fight or flight response. So when flaming boulders were coming out of the volcano or animals were chasing us, the amygdala would make us say, let's go or let's fight. And it would activate the body and the mind to be very alert and ready to do one of those two things. Most of the things that we deal with today in terms of threats are not life and death threats. And in fact, a lot of the threats are really imagined threats. They're things that probably won't happen and things that if they did happen, they wouldn't be anywhere near fatal. But the amygdala still treats those things like they're real life and death threats. So I'm going to show you a technique today to mitigate the amygdala by managing where you put your focus, and the effects of mitigating the amygdala will be that you'll feel more relaxed, you'll feel better, you'll feel happier, and also you'll get some other side benefits like your immune system will turn back on. You'll have decreased adrenaline and cortisol. You may find that you sleep better. Just as a result of doing this really quite simple exercise. So as I said, the amygdala causes us to worry about things that might happen in the future, and the amygdala almost always exaggerates those, catastrophizes, makes them seem more imminent, more terrible than they actually are. And again, that's the amygdala doing its job to get your attention. But the problem is the amygdala makes us miserable and makes us sick. In prehistoric times, people lived a pretty miserable and pretty short life. We're living much longer now, and we have more of an emphasis now, not just on survival, but on being happy. And that's what we're all about here. So rather than getting stuck on the amygdala's worry about the future and regret about the past, which we need some of, but we can grab on to what we need and let go of the rest, we're going to redirect our focus. We can't cause the amygdala to stop creating the material that it creates, but what we can do is focus elsewhere. So while the amygdala is pulling us to worry about the future and the past, we can do something to pull our focus into the here and now. And one thing that we can do, this is one kind of mindfulness, is we can focus in on our senses, because we experience our senses when? In the here and now. So in a moment, I'm going to guide you through the exercise. You may be tickled halfway through by how simple and straightforward it is and how easy it is. And you may even find it familiar to be in this zone that you will put yourself into by doing this exercise. But while you're doing this exercise, here's the harder part. While you're doing this exercise, the amygdala is going to try to undermine you. The way it'll do that is by criticizing you, by saying things like you're doing this too slowly, or you're doing it wrong, or you're picking the wrong things. Or it will criticize the exercise and say it's not helping, you've tried things like this before and it doesn't work. Or tell you that you should be somewhere else doing something else. Popping up a worry about the future, where you have to be later, or even it'll cause you to regret that you didn't start doing this earlier. So the amygdala is not going to turn off while we do this. It's going to keep running its game. And all we're going to do, and this is really the nature of the exercise, the juice of the exercise, all we're going to do when the amygdala throws those thoughts at us is we're going to notice those thoughts. We're not going to try to push them away, but we're just going to notice them and acknowledge them and kindly to ourselves gently redirect our focus back to the sense that we're focused on. Are you almost ready? I'm going to ask you to do one more thing before we begin the exercise, and that is to check in with yourself. Check in with your level of agitation at this exact moment. So take a deep breath and let it out. And as you do, notice your thoughts, notice your mood, notice your body, any tension or pain in your body. Notice if your jaw is clenched. We're not trying to fix any of this, we're just noticing it because we're trying to gauge our level of agitation. So now, rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is, I am so relaxed that I could just melt into a puddle right now. And where 5 is, I am so agitated I could jump out of my skin. So probably your level of agitation is somewhere in the middle of those two things. So just give yourself a number. Don't stress about it too much or overthink it. Just give yourself a number between 1 and 5 where you would say that's probably what my level of agitation is subjectively based on my thoughts, my feelings, my state. Okay, have your number? Now I'm going to show you the exercise. And again, you'll find it very simple. So the first thing that I would ask you to do is tune into your visual sense. And to tune into your visual sense, I'd like you to try a couple of things. First, just look around the environment that you're in and identify 5 things that you can see. And I'll pause while you do that. Did you notice the amygdala getting in your way or not yet? Okay, we'll go on. It doesn't really have to be 5 things. If you haven't gotten 5, there's no problem about that. But probably if you haven't gotten 5, it's because of the amygdala tripping you up and criticizing the 5 things that you are coming up with. The next thing that we're going to do, we're going to change senses now from the visual sense to the auditory or hearing sense. And again, this time I'd like you to just find 4 things that you can hear through your auditory sense. Take your time and don't push yourself to perform this. There's no right or wrong about what to pick up, no speed at which you have to pick it up. Just be aware of what's coming in through your ears. That's all. So if you're telling yourself that there's not enough things to hear, that you're not finding four, take a moment to see if you can hear your breath as you breathe in and out. And again, don't push yourself. Nothing that you have to perform. But just notice what's happening in your ears, and if you notice any sounds that you didn't notice before. You might hear the sound of yourself swallowing. Now we're going to move to the kinesthetic sense, the sense that we get through our nerve endings, the nerve endings on our skin. So just notice three things that you can physically feel. Now, notice two things that you can smell with your olfactory sense. This might take a minute because we're not used to tuning into our olfactory smell, but that doesn't mean anything wrong. We're not so much looking for smells as just noticing what's happening in our nose. And just watch what the amygdala does with this, whether it's judging the smells or judging your sense of smell, or telling you some story about why this is not going to work for you. And that's perfect. That's exactly what this exercise is for, is to build the dominion, build the capacity to notice those negative thoughts of worry and regret, notice them, acknowledge them, and just redirect your focus back to the sense, in this case, the sense of smell. Nothing to prove, nothing to perform. Just notice what's going on in your nose. And finally, identify one thing that you can taste. And if you have a strong taste in your mouth, that's fine. Just notice it. And even if you don't have a strong taste in your mouth, everyone can also notice what parts of the tongue are activated. So notice whether the sour parts or the salty parts or the sweet parts or the bitter parts of your tongue are activated and alert. Notice if your mouth is warm or cool, or dry or moist. Just notice how it feels inside your mouth. And if that translates to taste, that's fine. And if not, that's fine too. And now I'd ask you to conclude the exercise by taking a long, slow, deep breath in and another long, slow, deep breath out. And note what your number is. Your number on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is not agitated at all, so relaxed you could melt into a puddle, and 5 is so agitated that you could jump out of your skin. Did your number go down? I rarely see people's numbers go up, but yours may have. So this gives you just a little sense of mindfulness, what mindfulness is about. And it also gives you a little test case to see if mindfulness might be something that helps you, because if it moved your number, then that's some indication that this might be a good practice for you. If you'd like to take this further, I have a couple of suggestions for you. The first suggestion is to carve out some time during this week to do this 4 times a day. It won't take very long, but I'll tell you what the 4 times are and why. First thing is when you wake up in the morning, before you even get out of bed, do your 5-4-3-2-1, just to set the tone for the day. Do it the last thing before you go to sleep at night and see if it affects your sleep. Also do it when you're beginning to feel upset, not when you're already super upset, because it's much harder to bring it back into line then. But try doing it when you're feeling a little bit upset or a little bit agitated and see if it moves your number again. And the final time that I'll suggest that you do it is when something nice is happening. And the reason I want you to do it when something nice is happening is that the way that we interpret the world, in order for things to get from outside of us to inside of us and make us feel a certain emotion, to have a certain physiological response to it, in order for things to get in, they have to be interpreted. And they're interpreted, things are interpreted through our recent memories. So if we've had recent pleasant memories of something and something reminds us of that, we're likely to interpret that in a positive way. I'll give you an example of that. Somebody who has had lots of positive experiences with dogs. When they're walking down the street and they see a dog running to the fence, a person who loves dogs is going to think, "Doggy!" And they'll imagine scratching the dog behind the ears and the dog's tail wagging and eye contact. Somebody who's had bad experiences with dogs recently is more likely to be fearful and to imagine that the dog's going to jump over the fence and bite them or something like that. So what we want to do is lock in recent positive memories by focusing in on our sensory experience of them. So this could be something big, or it could be something just really mundane, like walking out of your house in the morning and hearing the birds singing and feeling the sun on your face and maybe smelling a new bloom that's happening on one of the plants in front of your house. Whatever it is, just anytime something pleasant is happening, lock that experience in, that positive experience, so that it becomes one of your recent memories, a recent positive memory through which other stimuli will be interpreted. Lock that in by doing your 5-4-3-2-1. I'll give you another little tool to use with this, and that's a memory tool. So if you will, with me, point your finger at your temple toward your eye. You can remember how to do this by drawing a question mark on your face. So the question mark goes, you're pointing at the eye, that's five things you can see. Drag your finger to the ear, four things you can hear. Drag it back around to your cheek, that's three things that you can feel. And we choose that because there's a lot of nerve endings there in the cheek. We continue to drag over to the nose, two things you can smell. You can see how you've gotten the hook part of the question mark. Now we're going to do the bottom line and go down to the lips. One thing you can taste. So do it with me once again. 5-4-3, we're at the cheek, 2 we're at the nose, 1 we're at the lips. So that's our little exercise today. It may have tickled you how simple this is and how impactful it is. I hope so. And I hope that you enjoy it and get some relief and satisfaction and traction from it, and that it makes your day a better, happier day. If you like this, please say so in the comments. Feel free to subscribe to the blog if you like, and I will see you next time.